Welcome to episode 93, the five key elements of internet-based lead conversion. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, I want to talk to you about one of the most important parts of your business, and that's internet-based lead conversion. I'm not talking Zillow. I'm not talking Trulia. I'm not talking Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, any of these other resources. I'm talking about every single one of them. How do you take people from their circle, add them to your circle, successfully convert them, and not just be wasting your time, but also realizing that conserving your own time can also be a waste of time because you didn't take the time it took to convert. So just what the heck am I talking about? How am I going to break this down? Let's listen in here. Let's just really follow along going piece by piece for the top five. So number one, lead segmentation. Breaking your leads down is a very important thing. Figuring out how you're going to follow up with each type of lead, always a super important way of breaking it down, because if you spend too much time on one thing or another thing, you won't get done what you should get done, but you also annoy people. So we use an ABCD method at my company. A being weekly, B being biweekly, C being monthly, and D being quarterly. The system's going to go ahead and remind us to reach out to somebody. It's not saying that you now need to reach out, but it's saying, please don't forget about this specific individual. We're not saying now weekly reach outs. You have to build a reach out schedule based on the actual person. We'll talk about that in a few, but I was saying at minimum, these are the settings that we have so that the system takes a lot of that reminder set away from us and allows us to just continue forward doing what we do best, which is chasing the most busy lead and leaving alone the person who may be months away from the purchase or sale of their home. Next, we want to talk about FORD, which is Family Occupation Recreation Dream. That's number two. Whether you call it form or FORD, doesn't matter. I've heard guys like Bryce McKinley say warm with form, always a cool way of putting it out, but FORD or form, Family Occupation Recreation Dream, or Family Occupation Recreation Motivation, no matter how you put it, you need to learn to have quality conversations with people from day one. You need to talk on their level. You need to learn what they're about. You need to learn their motivation that they want to move for the reason why, so that way there you can be a better agent, a better fiduciary, and eventually maybe even work for my company and call yourself a move mentor and take it to the highest level of caring for your clients. But understanding people is the key to this game. Understanding what people need, want, and why they're doing what they're doing is going to be really important overall. Number three, speed to lead. This one I can't press hard enough. Too often I meet agents that they want to satisfy every need of the client the moment they answer the phone, so they simply avoid the phone and they'll call the person back. Once they're at their workstation, that's when they want to reach out. They want to reach out when they're in their comfortable zone. They don't want to reach out when they're uncomfortable or when they don't have all the listings in front of them, which is a huge mistake because originally you're trying to build credibility. You're trying to build that follow-up callback, whether it be a callback, a Zoom meeting in the future, which I highly recommend going towards, always FaceTiming when possible. But when we're doing this, we're going to ultimately make sure that we are taking care of the person in the best way possible. When we do this, we're also going to make sure that we're getting back to a person in a fashion where they're right there with their computer open and they're ready to talk. Of course, it's okay to not know everything. Of course, it's okay to be lost onto exactly where you are with them, but you get to call them back. You get to build up that credibility. Don't let the credibility build up make you think that you need to know every single home. Now, do I recommend as a professional agent researching the new inventory every day in your marketplace and understanding it better and better as your career goes on? Of course, and if you're showing a lot, you're going to see a lot too. I also recommend going out to open houses and broker opens so that you know all the inventory inside out, because one way to beat an internet-based lead is to know more than them, which boots on the ground is always going to know more than a person on that internet. So now I want to talk about number four, which is going to be qualify people and having patience. So this is a really important one because often we meet internet-based leads, we get super excited because we ultimately think, okay, here it comes, we've got a sale, we're going to make it go. But then we get really depressed when they don't answer our phone calls or they don't get back to us quickly or they don't want to see anything, even though exactly what they want is here. Understanding their timeline is going to help us better understand them. Understanding how they work is going to help us understand why they don't call back instead of feeling like a jerk, and also help us ultimately help them in a better fashion because we're ready when they're ready. And this is going to give us more time to do things like generate more leads, get out there and meet with people, and work with our hot active clients. Because when you have a hot active client, most agents don't take enough time with them. And when they have a cold client, they take too much time with them. I'm not saying that you should down or up either side. I'm saying you should do it in a more organized fashion. With clients that are very hot and active, you need to be actively sending them properties that are both on and off market. Try to find things that are coming soon. Reach out to people. Talk all that you can to them. Everything that you can find, new information, articles from the newspaper. Don't overwhelm them with information that doesn't have any pertinence, but you'll never overwhelm them with information that's pertinent to them. Local home sales, all these things. Great way to potentially meet with people in a form of just getting them those internet-based statistics and data they really want and desire, so that way there you're getting the right people things. But then also knowing that someone that's 24 months from wanting to buy a house, the last thing you need to do is bother them all the time, because they get the impression, this person must not be busy because they're chasing me. I've already told them I'm 2 years away. So you want to qualify people early, but you don't want to qualify in a way of thinking qualify versus disqualify. You want to qualify in a way of putting them into those lead segments that I talked about originally, figuring out, are they a D? Should I reach out every 3 months? If they're 2 years away, every month to 3 months, that's going to be plenty. Versus if they're, you know, 6 months away, maybe monthly would definitely be important. Maybe 3 months away, bi-weekly or weekly. And then obviously anything less than 3 months away, we're going to be weekly. And, you know, lead segments and all these, I want to remind you, it's like a ladder that can move up and down, up and down. It doesn't matter which direction they go. As long as we keep them on the ladder, they're headed upward eventually. When they fall off the ladder, they're at the bottom, they're a dead lead, they're done. But as long as we keep them on the ladder between A and D, it doesn't matter. We can push them up and down as their preference allows. Because remember, most all leads, this is one thing I really want you guys to harp in on. And if you can have one takeaway today, is understand that almost every single lead that contacts you will buy or sell their house in the future. So thinking that it's not a real deal is wrong. Add that person to your circle. Get them in so that then you can add them to what they call your nurture system, right? So this is five. Have a great nurture system, a great follow-up system, a great strategy to what do you do with those leads. I would do the same thing consistently for each lead that is based on their qualification, like where are they at in the process with you? Whether it be using newsletters, using a CRM system that reminds you, putting in reminders for meetings, updates, and things. Sending out standard mailers. These are big, you know, magnets, sports schedules, things like that. Having a follow-up nurture system that's appropriate based on what that client had said to us. Again, if they're going right away, we're all over them. If they're not going right away, we're on the drip status. But we always want them to see, what are we doing in the market? What are the market statistics like? A lot of newbie agents worry about, oh, I don't have any statistics. Share local market statistics. Share local solds. A lot of times our clients will just want the information. And when they look at it and it keeps coming from you, you can become that market official. You are that person that has the information that they crave. Because one thing a lot of people forget is when you're selling something that costs hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, this person is excited. They're way more excited than you. You're doing your job. They're doing a real estate transaction. They're doing the coolest thing in the world. They're moving big bucks. They're moving money. They feel like a badass. And you got to remember that. People who desensitize themselves to the transaction in real estate tend to do the worst, especially with internet-based leads, because they just put it into basically like an old school transaction, like as if we're in a factory line. Step one, step two, step three, step four. And the energy is just so low versus being all over it, being there, you know, you get this internet-based lead, get them on that Zoom call, have that original meeting, go meet them for coffee, whatever it be that your original system is, and start them in the process. Offer them that first-time home buyer course or multi-home buyer course, or offer them the free staging consultation. Get going with it. Figure out their speed. Figure out exactly where they're headed. And then remember, as you work that, to then follow up with your nurture system. So again, get at them fast. Segment them by through going through qualifying them. have the nurture system to follow up, and then make sure you're ready when they're ready, and always be there for your clients. Here at Movementum Realty, we teach our agents to be move mentors because we think we should be there during the home purchase, the home sale, as well as when they're owning the home and taking care of it. Because if we can help them make sound decisions, our clients are going to ultimately love us, want to work with us forever. We're both going to have a mutually beneficial relationship because we have a lifelong client and they consistently make money on their real estate ventures. Guys, I hope this episode helps. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Love to see a lot more subscribers. We have a lot of big things coming up, some live events and everything like that. Make sure to check out the Facebook group, the newsletter, as well as the blog. I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.